address some of the other questions that have been raised about implementation. One of the things that we're hoping will come out of this study is to provide states with the guidance on how to implement this. At the end of the day, we emphasize that the three levels of obligations that states have, namely internal, extraterritorial, and collective, all have an individual and collective dimensions. And rather than thinking about this as two opposing dimensions to the right to development, what we articulate in this study, it's a holistic approach that brings human rights in affirming development as encompassing not just economic, social, and cultural rights, but also civil and political rights. So what to answer the question about implementation, the emphasis here is on, again, taking that holistic and integrative approach to how we think about a human right and measure it, because that was also the emphasis of this study. The way we conceptualize human rights ultimately determine the tools and the parameters that are deployed to measure these rights, and that the measurement indices should not just be targeted at individual outcomes. That can still be the central barometer for measuring rights. After all, rights, the primary duty bearers are states, and individuals are the primary beneficiaries of human rights, including the right to development. But I would argue that one of the conclusions of this study is that the measurement mechanism should also consider the collective dimensions, how well development initiatives serve the greater public good. And we also articulate here that in most cases, development initiatives that serve the public good and the collective or peoples also are development initiatives that ultimately benefit the individual.
Thank you.